You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. It's time for our weekly movie review with Casey T. Allen. Good to have you here, Casey.
Hi, Shalane.
Tell us what you saw this week.
The Invisible Man. The first film was released in 1933, adapted from the H.G. Wells novel, first published in 1897. But this new version of the famous story is fresh and different because it's not focused on the Invisible Man. It's about his wife, desperate to escape from her abusive spouse. Shifting the narrative focus to a victimized woman veers this film into Lifetime original movie territory, which is not always great. But Elizabeth Moss's controlled performance keeps the film grounded in reality. The Invisible Man isn't about watching Elizabeth Moss scream or run through an empty mansion in her panties. It's a carefully tense examination of a woman coming undone and losing all the support in her life. Elizabeth Moss also reminds us of the layers in playing a believable, ordinary woman in a horror film, slipping from cautious relief to itching suspicion to exhausting paranoia. The jump scares would have been more effective without the overzealous previews playing every 30 minutes on every TV screen in the country, and the twists are predictable in part because of this tidal wave of publicity, but The Invisible Man manages to remain an interesting psychological thriller that's released at an especially appropriate time of the Me Too and Time's Up movements, with hundreds of women fighting back for their freedoms.
So a mild recommendation, it sounds like?
Not bad, yeah. It was fun, and I think a lot of audiences will enjoy it.
All right, thanks for being here, Casey.